Good morning, Johan Els, have a thought for today. Oh, we know so well, to be or not to be. To be or not to be, Shakespeare's famous line. To be or not to be, that is the question. But we really didn't understand what it meant, ne? Even though we learned Shakespeare at school. Later, I personally learned that Shakespeare's character Hamlet, who speaks these lines, is a melancholy prince who leans and learns that his uncle has killed his father and buried his mother. And the horror of this realization is so disturbing that he contemplates suicide. And the question for him was to be, to go on living, or not to be, to take his own life. At times, life's pain can become so overwhelming that you and I are tempted to despair. Now, the Apostle Paul, he told the church at Corinth that his persecution in Asia was so intense, 2 Corinthians 1:8, that he despaired even life. Yet, by shifting his focus to his life-sustaining God, Paul became resilient instead of overwhelmed, and learned, as verse 9 says of 2 Corinthians 1, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. Now, you and I know about trials and tribulations and difficult situations, and that can make life seem not worth living. Focusing on ourselves can lead to despair, but putting our trust in God gives us an entirely different perspective. As long as we live in this world, we can be certain that our all-sufficient God will sustain us. And as his followers, we will always have a divine purpose to be. To be or not to be. Trials and difficult situations make us think. And thinking makes us wise. And wisdom makes life profitable. Oh, may you have a profitable, wonderful day today.